Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience NFL Draft Props episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. And last but not least, we're brought to you by us. Yes, we're giving away $500 in our NFL draft prop contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft or click the contest tab in the SGPN app. You can grab that app for free in the App Store and Google Play Store. So grab that thing and let it ride. Yes. Woo! Welcome to the College Football Experience NFL Draft Prop Episode. My name is Colby Swingin' Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
And we're gonna be picking, well, not really games, but draft picks. And there's a lot of juicy props out there. That is why I give you in studio my right hand man here. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be. We are the Gamblers. So make sure you subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast too, because we're having a lot of fun over there. But we are the Gamblers, and looking at the NFL draft, you know, we've always loved the NFL draft. I know me and Patty C have done years and years of work covering the NFL draft for for our own good. Yes.
Emails from 2005 that we could dig up and dig up some old analysis if you guys want to hear it.
One time we even I feel like we went through like 40 years of data, and I believe I'd have to go through this. And obviously the years have shifted now, because and it was subjective, but what we deemed as a good quarterback in the first round. And if memory serves me correct, I thought it was at like 49% on the success of taking a quarterback in the first round. Now, like I said, we did this probably in like 2016. So who knows how the numbers would shake out now, but maybe it was 2018. I don't remember.
Seems like a pretty decent number in retrospect. I'm sure, you know, fans that are picking a quarterback in the first round don't want to hear that it's under 50%, but I mean, shoot, it seems like quarterbacks are bust more often than not. So that's kind of surprising that it's that high.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm holding on to that. It might've been 40%. I thought it was like less than if memory serves me correct, I was like 90% sure that we were under 50%, with first round selections. And, I believe in the top 10, it was even worse, I thought.
Oh yeah. The number of just complete busts is, you know, it stands out obviously, especially at the quarterback position. So maybe it's higher than I even would think, but you know, the likes of Jamarcus Russell stand out just as much as the likes of Peyton Manning. So,
or Ryan Leaf in that draft, let alone, you can go on. Achilles Smith was a top 10. I mean, we could go on and on and on this, but yes, we cover the draft. We've always gone deep into the draft. So I thought, hey, let's throw together a props episode. Also, like I said, we're giving away $500 in our NFL draft prop contest. So go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft. I mean, we're going to give you $500. I mean, come on. You can also click the contest tab in the SGPN app. So, you know, we got a lot of draft content coming out on the College Football Experience and the sportsgamblingpodcast.com, or the SGP, like just Sports Gambling Podcast, the podcast. I have a two round mock draft that I put out. Only did two rounds this year. I was occupied with college football, college basketball, and the USFL. I know the previous years I've been doing 7 round mocks, but only got my chance to do two this year. Now, and this is what I find interesting, Patty C, is these gambling's become more and more accepted state to state. So now there's all these fantastic props out there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this was not available 5-10 years ago, even with your local bookie. This was you had to get drunk at a bar with your buddy and say, no, dude, I'm telling you, this player will be drafted in the top 10 or something like that. You know what I mean? Like there was nowhere you could really do this. I don't even know that Vegas had this, maybe. And I was just numb to it, but, yes. God bless all these places, man. All these places have, you know what I mean? Like,
online sports.
Yeah.
Books.
Yeah. So, let's hop into this and say, first off, I guess pick number. They have so many different props. I encourage you to look, whether it's, you know, like we talked about, I mean, our guys are WynnBET. So WynnBET has some fantastic props. But in general, if you're out there, just know that there's a ton of opportunity there with all these different things. You can do pick number, you can do draft position. You could say to get drafted in the top 5, top 10, top 32. You could do colleges, or I mean, conferences in college. You could do quarterbacks. I mean, positions. It's really fantastic. And that's why I wanted to throw together this episode. So hopping into this, I'm going to just start off with pick number. So draft pick number 1, Patty C.
Yeah.
This is intriguing to me because as I was doing my mock, you know, over the past month, Trayvon Walker wasn't projected number 1, but out of nowhere, I shouldn't say nowhere, but he was definitely not, I don't even think he was in the top 3 in a lot of mocks that I saw. And now he's the odds on favorite for the Jacksonville Jaguars to take with the first pick.
Within like the last 24 hours, it seems like Kuiper's got him still sitting at number 10 on his big board. Do you trust this late movement?
I mean, this is a crazy year for the NFL draft because I have never seen it where, you know, I remember I read some mocks in the past month where he was projected to be a second round draft pick. I mean, that's fucking crazy. I mean, you know what I mean? Like this is one where I truly think we could have some chaos. And I know a lot of experts have said, you know, this NFL draft is really hard to project.
It really is. Cause there's just not like that can't miss star power anywhere on the draft board. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson is also, you know, a top 2 prospect, and that guy never jumped. I mean, the guy I compared him to in my mind and still compare him to is Ryan Kerrigan. I don't think he's Nick Bosa. I don't think he's you know, this speed demon edge rusher with size. I think he's kind of, you know, he got gobbled up a little bit by Georgia in the playoff game, you know? So guess what? That's what he's going to be facing every weekend in the NFL. So if those are your top two picks and one of them was a second rounder a month ago, you know?
Yeah.
There's just not that much star power.
Well, that's why I think, to me, one that stood out to me as one of my favorites as we go through this, and we don't really have a script for the way we're doing this, but Aiden Hutchinson at plus 200 as the first pick in the draft. Why would you not take this? If this is a guy who was projected, I mean, we know Jacksonville has problems on the defensive line. So to me, are they that sold on Walker that he's just jumped all these guys at plus 200? Well, first off, Walker's minus 190. So why wouldn't you take Hutchinson at plus 200? Especially if we know Jacksonville's probably going to go D line. I would assume that Hutchinson with plus 200 would be like, this just the play that makes the most sense. I mean, there's crazy odds out there that, like, for some, I mean, Malik Willis. Let me ask you that, Patty C. Quarterbacks in this draft. Now, I know we got some other episodes coming this week where we'll actually rate each quarterback and each running back and stuff. But is it, what's the most shocking thing to you now that with the quarterback position? Early on, it was Kenny Pickett is going to be the first quarterback taken. Now it seems to be speculation. Will it be Pickett? Will it be Willis? Sam Howell has really dropped as
which
opposed
is crazy.
To. Yeah.
He was a top 10 pick in last year's mocks.
Yeah. And then Desmond Ridder out of nowhere has emerged, and Matt Corral seems to have dropped a little bit in the past month.
I mean, Carson Strong is now obviously not going to be the first pick selected at quarterback, but he's plus 10,000. That guy was a first rounder preseason.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing him going a lot of, you know, I did a 2-round mock and I'm seeing him as a second round pick. I mean, am I crazy for thinking I would rather have Sam Howell than Desmond Ridder? Like if you're drafting a team tomorrow, do you take Sam Howell or Desmond Ridder?
I take Sam Howell. I mean, give me a pro comparison for those dudes. It's hard not to, compare, Sam Howell to God, who's the Steelers quarterback now that just came from the Bears.
Trubisky.
He's got a little Trubisky in him.
Yeah.
They've got a similar frame, similar style of play, but Howell is far better, far quicker, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even know that I have a, I mean, I can see the Trubisky thing a little bit. Desmond Ridder to me is like, I don't know. It's like Kirk Cousins with a little bit more mobility, I guess.
That's a weird comparison. A lot more mobility, but
probably. But a lawn chair quarterback to me. I mean, I said it all college football playoffs. Like I got nothing personal against Desmond Ridder, but I've never been wowed by his play.
Well, the one thing that, you know, stood out, and Alabama can make anyone look bad, but like what had impressed me before is his ability to drive the football to the sideline was surprising, because I just thought of him as a noodle arm guy, you know, before a guy who's like, you know, probably just a 3-star quarterback who doesn't have a rifle of an arm. It impressed me that it was a little better than I thought. But then again, against Alabama in the playoff game, it was like the passes just weren't getting there, you know, and that's with pressure. And so you're going to, again, be seeing the same level of pressure. Plus, he's got a little Robert Griffin thing going on where he's skinny. He's going to get busted up if he tries to take off and, you know, takes hits. I think he's a little smarter. I think he'll get down, but still, he's
who would you compare him to?
Huh?
Who would you compare him to?
I don't know. It's a really tough comparison. Who's a skinny, not that good?
Kirk Cousins.
Well, he has no mobility though. I guess Kirk Cousins like scored a couple like little touchdowns with his feet.
But to me, the closest thing I could come up with was Kirk Cousins.
Well, in terms of lawn chair, you may be right. You may be right. I think. Neither one of them has. I mean, Cousins still hasn't won a playoff game in his career, right?
He is stealing money from this league.
This guy has made like $500 million in his career or some shit. Probably 200 million by now.
I can't tell a difference between Kent Graham and Kirk Cousins, to tell you the truth. Back to the '90s.
That's a better comparison. Yeah. If
Well, Ritter, that's what I'm saying. Ritter has got more mobility than them, but he's definitely a lawn chair when it comes to throwing the ball to me. Like I am not sold.
You know what he is? He is a poor man's Robert Griffin to me. That's what he is.
Dude, Robert Griffin though had, he could break like an 80 yard touchdown run.
Well, Desmond Ritter did that. He's got some, he's got some wheels.
He did that against like South Florida. When I want to see him do that against a better competition for me to buy in. Let me ask you about Malik Willis though. Cause this is a guy, some people questioned the level at what Liberty was playing at, but at the same time, this guy was at Auburn. Probably should have got the start over. No, definitely should have got the start over Bo Nix, but the Nix name, you know, charts well in Auburn, Alabama, to his father, Patrick Nix. Malik Willis is now the odds on, like, I think, you know, plus 4,000 on Malik Willis being a top 10 pick, Patty C. I actually think, give me that. Give me that all day. Wait, I think that is a smart play.
He's plus 4,000. How did I miss that? He's plus 4,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was for number 10 pick. Number 10 pick.
The number 10
pick. I'm sorry. Gotcha. But I mean, I wouldn't shock me if the Jets traded that thing. It wouldn't shock me. There is so much potential for trades in this draft. You know, if you really look at it, I mean, okay, Jacksonville not going to go quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Any chance the Lions go quarterback at two? Would it shock you? A little bit, right? But they're the Lions. They're a strange team.
They are a weird team. They very well could. I mean, if we're gonna sit here and think Jared Goff is the answer, like Jared Goff is Kirk Cousins.
And I mean, the Seahawks have. I mean, I don't know. You can go through the top 10 and make a case.
I think that's even an insult to Kirk Cousins to call Jared Goff Kirk Cousins.
I do too. I take Cousins over Goff.
Yeah,
but Desmond Ritter's a lot like them. If I had to, if I'm forcing, I think Desmond Ritter is closer to Kirk Cousins than Robert Griffin.
Maybe. I think Goff actually may be a decent comparison because he's skinny and long and Goff.
That's actually not bad. I think I'll agree there. I'll agree there.
Okay. There's a happy medium. with that said, he was the number one pick in the draft. That was the worst pick ever.
Dude, but it wouldn't shock me if the Lions took Willis at number two. Or pick it or something. You know what I mean? Like how much would that shock you?
Be that bad of a pick to go for Willis at two. If you're just, you know, going on like taking a risk on the upside, he reminds me of McNabb, you know, he's thick, he's mobile, he makes plays. He's really fucking good. But you know, again, level of competition,
he's a little raw, which I thought the same with McNabb when he came into the league. I actually thought, but going back and you know, when I watched him at Syracuse, I'll be the first one to say I did not think Donovan McNabb would be as good as he was.
Yeah,
convinced there was no way.
I mean, it's the kind of the same thing with Willis. It's like, is he good enough to make it work just with his athleticism and his raw skills for a couple years while he figures it out until he gets a little bit of polish? I think he probably does.
And Malik Willis plus 1,000 to go in the top five.
I love that. I love that. That's one of my top. I got seven here picks that I like, and that's one of them.
I mean, when you think about it right now, without any trades, the draft order, what? Jacksonville, Detroit, Houston, the Jets, the Giants. You could make a case minus the Jets who just invested in Zach Wilson and Jacksonville with just getting Trevor Lawrence. You could make a case that Malik Willis could go to Detroit, and you can make a case he goes to the Texans. I know they drafted Davis Mills, right? And I think the Mills pick was pretty good. But
all three of those teams have the same quarterback: Jared Goff, Davis Mills, and who's a homie in New York
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
That's actually the comparison. That's it. That's the Desmond Ritter.
Desmond
Ritter right there.
There it is. I like it.
That's spot on.
He's tall. He's like 6'4",
and he's
6'5".
Got a little bit of wheels.
Yeah. Yep. And Daniel Jones, to be honest, hasn't had a terrible career. Just not very good, but for number five pick,
perhaps
you gotta,
he was never very good. dude, I'm going to jump in on that action with you though. Give me Malik Willis plus 1,000 to go in the top five.
Really what it is you got the Panthers sitting there at number six. They had been projected to go after him or Matt Corral for most of the preseason mocks. And if he's sitting there and he's, you know, if Matt Rhule likes him, then any one of those teams knows that they might be able to get a little value out of, you know, just trading down a spot or two. And the Panthers, in order to, you know, get the guy that they want, could go after him, you know?
Yeah.
And
I mean, you could really make a case. I mean, even in the top 10, say you think we're crazy on the top five, which I don't think is that crazy. You can still get plus 150 for Malik Willis to go in the top 10. He's going to go in the top 10.
I would like to know how many drafts have had quarterback not drafted in the top 10.
Well, especially as this thing has evolved.
What's that?
Especially like today's NFL, where the quarterback, you know, I just feel like
Trey so Lance overvalued. Just came out of FCS competition and
was picked, only played for 1 year.
Yeah, and was picked number 2 overall, right?
I believe so. Right, Niners traded up, right?
Yeah, I think so. I could be.
It was top. He was top 10 for sure.
Willis had, you know, probably at least a similar level of competition, if not a little better. You know, certainly probably a little better.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So after five, after pick five, pick six, the Panthers could draft him. Pick seven's the Giants again. So the Giants could draft him yet again. Pick eight is the Falcons, who they just traded Matt Lawnchair Ryan to the Indianapolis Colts. Now they got Marcus Mariota, but I don't think that's going to be their guy. So I would expect them to probably draft a quarterback. Pick nine is the Seahawks, who just traded Russell Wilson.
You're right. That's a gimme. That's a shoe in that. At least one quarterback will go in the top 10. And if Willis is what seems like,
I think two could go in the top 10.
Yeah, dude. And that's what I have. I have, I thought it was good value based on where Matt Corral had been projected at the number 6 spot for most of the mock season. Willis was a late charger, but Corral was there most of the time. Plus 1800 as the first quarterback selected and plus 2000 in the top 10.
Yeah. I mean,
That's a nice little profit you're making. Well,
and
there.
This is without trades. Okay, at pick 10 is the Jets, so you would think they're not going to do it, but I would think the Jets would be listening to tons of trade offers. Like pick 11, the Washington Redskins could take, you know, I get it. They got Wentz, but it wouldn't shock me. They always do crazy shit.
Eagles, if they're looking at the division, everyone criticized the Eagles for going after
Hurts in the second.
Hurts when they had Wentz in the fold, and it worked out for them, I guess. So you have to figure Dan Snyder, typical copycat, would definitely do that move.
I mean, I could just see the Saints don't really have a quarterback. I mean, I guess it's Winston, but I mean, I wouldn't shock me if they traded up. It wouldn't shock me if the Texans pick again at 13. Are they satisfied with Davis Mills? I think they might be, but it wouldn't shock me.
I mean, if they could trade up 3 or 4 spots, you know, they're not going to lose too much value on the exchange there. So that would be worth it. You know, if they like one of these guys, and some of these guys have, I wouldn't say superstar potential, but they're athletic. Most of the guys that we're looking at here at the quarterback position, who do we got? I would agree with you that it's not so much on Desmond Ridder. He doesn't excite me. Kenny Pickett is actually, I think,
Would you take Kenny Pickett over Sam Howell? Like building
no,
a team?
I would not. Is a well-rounded quarterback, you know, but he reeks of Bubby Brister to me.
I don't know about that. I mean, to me, he's more
athletic than that. He was a ball player, you know. He did well, but you know, you're not getting John Elway with him. So I don't know why you're looking in the top 10 with this guy.
You know who he reminds me of? Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The same guy potentially Carolina could have. Now I know there's the ties that Matt Rhule, you know, Pickett was committed to Temple when Matt Rhule was at Temple.
Yeah.
So maybe Carolina goes for him.
There's already a relationship there.
Yeah. But okay. So I know we got to do this on another episode, but I mean, I think Howell is criminally underrated right now. And I think, and even Corral, I refuse to believe that Desmond Ridder is better than Matt Corral.
I agree with you.
It's still a gimmick offense at Ole Miss. Sure, Jeff Lebby runs this thing that really
is. Matt Corral is going to get destroyed in the NFL.
Yes.
He's too skinny. He doesn't have a pro body, but he's got an arm and he's got wheels, you know, and he's got moxie. So, you know, That's a good player to have, but again, I don't know if he's a top 10 pick.
So let me rattle off some more of these potential top five odds though.
Give me more.
So top five, some value to go in the top five picks. First off, the offensive tackle position, Evan Neal at plus 150.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems, why wouldn't you do that? Charles Cross plus 250, Stingley's plus 300, Pickett plus 1,000 to go in the top five. Same with Malik Willis. Some of these other ones I really don't see, like Chris Olave plus 5,000, Jameson Williams plus 1,500, Kyle Hamilton plus 1,000. That one's not crazy to me. It wouldn't shock me if Hamilton ended up top five, but Jermaine Johnson plus 350. You know what I find surprising? Kayvon Thibodeau minus 600. And I want to give out one, I think, that I like. I like the over. Kayvon Thibodeau not to be drafted in the first four draft picks plus 200.
To not be. Because if is it what 4.5 is the number, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's exactly what you're saying.
So my point is like, okay, I get it. The Jets need a pass rusher, but the Jets also have the 10th pick. So they have the fourth and the 10th. The Jets are known for being a straight look. I'm a Jets fan. I had them taking Hamilton just because it made no sense. I tried to guess what they would do. I mean, yes, it makes a little bit of sense. It's a void that they have. But I think if there were a smarter organization, which they aren't, I would go like for them. I'd be like, okay, cornerback seems to be so valuable these days, or defensive line or offensive line. Safety is one where I feel like the position's a little bit overrated, right?
Yeah.
But knowing the Jets, I think they'll probably draft a safety. But Thibodeau is one where, okay, at pick one, if we have Jacksonville go in defense, at pick two, theoretically, I guess it wouldn't shock me if the Lions took Thibodeau. Right?
Yeah.
But there's so many players the Lions need a whole team. So I mean there's so many options they could do.
What's the value on him going below 4?
+200.
+200. I agree with you. I mean Trevon Walker, if he's a shoo-in,
yes. Then Hutchinson will go. I mean if the Lions go D-line, they'll go Hutchinson. Right?
Yeah. I mean that's one pick that like I actually like a lot is Aiden Hutchinson number 2, even though it's minus 200, I just feel like there's no way if he goes past number 1 that they won't get sentimental and go after Aiden Hutchinson.
So even though, especially if their mind is set up on going for a defensive end,
what's that?
Especially if they've made their mind up that we're drafting a defensive end.
Right. They're not letting Hutchinson.
So that means the Texans, you know, who I think could do a number of things. Theoretically, once again, I could totally see the Texans grabbing a defensive end.
Yeah.
But they're like the Jets. The Texans have a pick at like what, pick 13. So they might think they can get Jermaine Johnson from Florida State there. They might think they could get a slew of players. It depends on it's really an unpredictable first round. I think Thibodeau's going to drop some. I wouldn't especially be surprised.
He's skinny, man. He's got like a size 28 waist. It looks like his shoulders are like 15 feet wide, but like, you would need a thicker waist. Like if he faces a quick offensive tackle in the NFL, he's going to get erased because he's not going to bull rush an NFL offensive lineman.
I think the Giants at 5 or 7 will end up taking him. Right. But yeah. You can even talk me into a scenario where he could drop to like 9 or 10. I really believe that.
Yeah.
So
especially if there's questions about his like motivation or motor or whatever it is. I don't know if that motor.
He was injured a lot too, man. It seemed like he got injured quite a bit. But yeah. I mean, I think he's a fantastic player, but I'm saying like I could totally see I'm gonna buy into that over a plus 200. The Jermaine Johnson angle is interesting, you know. So
he came out of nowhere. I feel like he was blew up draft boards.
That Boston College game, he destroyed Boston College. I remember watching that game and being like, who the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like, now it is Boston College, but at the same time, Boston College kind of known for putting some decent offensive linemen in the league.
Sure. They're typically a fundamentally sound team, not one to just get destroyed on the front lines.
What about Sauce Gardner? over 5.5. Now I've seen things have him. I've seen him pick second in some mocks all the way up to
got him at fourth to the Jets, which is kind of on brand.
That makes sense. If the Jets were to do that, I think that would be a smart move, right? Like corner is so much more valuable to me than safety.
Here's the thing. Sauce Gardner, in my opinion, wasn't even the best cornerback on his own team, which isn't saying necessarily a bad thing. I mean, yeah, now I'm forgetting the Thorpe Award winner's name from Cincinnati. Oh, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I think, Sauce Gardner's too skinny. He's long. He's rangy. I like him. He reminds me of like a taller Morris Claiborne, but that didn't really pan out well for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Any other ones though, like catch, I mean, I'm just going for draft position. We can, I mean, top five, you know, I rattled off some. Give me another one off your list. I mean, there's the top 10 you can choose from. I mean, that would be,
let's see. You already nailed, Trayvon Walker, number two to the Lions plus 500. You said that one, right?
No, I didn't. No, let's talk about that one though. That would be, no, I said Aiden Hutchinson potentially.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I mean, if he's as high as everyone thinks he is, right? And the Lions are sold as a defensive end and this guy's supposed to go number one, but for some reason Hutchinson goes ahead of him, then I feel like at number two, getting plus 500 value, that's a great pick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could, you know what? I think that's a pretty good play. I think it's a pretty good play.
Thank you.
Yeah. How about first offensive player selected? Well, you think it's going to be an offensive tackle? Why not take some action on Malik Willis plus 600?
Just quarterback how play. That goes. Yeah. Yeah. Plus 600. That's not bad.
I mean, odds are it's probably going to be one of those offensive linemen, you know, like there's what I think three offensive linemen that a lot of people have projected in the top 12 or 14. Maybe that hits, maybe that doesn't. I don't know. What about what else do we have?
I mean, potential defensive. Let's assume that if Malik Willis goes down to number six, and the Panthers take him, are there five defenders that could go ahead of him without any trades happening? We've got Trayvon Walker, Kayvon Thibodeau, Sauce Gardner, Aiden Hutchinson. That's four.
Stingley could, right?
Stingley maybe,
or Hamilton, you know, right?
Hamilton. I think that's decent value. What's the value on him being a first offensive player drafted
on Willis? You said,
yeah,
600 plus 600
plus six. Yeah, I might take that. I think.
How about first quarterback selected? Let me see any here. Chance? Pickett goes before Willis. Pickett's plus 150.
There's a chance there might be,
especially with Carolina's pick there, with Pickett's you know, familiarity with rule.
Yeah.
I still think Willis probably goes first, but I don't know. I mean, there's some interesting props here. Tell me another prop of yours that you like.
I think I got two that I think N'Kobe Dean, first linebacker selected plus 400. I feel like he was, you know, mid first round for a lot of the early part of the draft, mock draft process. And now he's sliding down to the bottom of the first round. But there are only a couple of linebackers ahead of him. I think he's actually number two on the list, behind Devin Lloyd. I think he could still be number one plus 400. Good value.
I like it. I think that's great value. Wouldn't shock me.
Now it's up to 650 in the time since the podcast started.
Wild. Yeah. Let me ask
maybe
you this.
Wait a little bit and see how high this goes and then snag that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. You could always hang on a little bit because these things are changing all the time.
There you go. We're like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places. Hold.
Was that orange juice? Was that orange juice they were getting? Right. What were those brothers' names? I'm really drawing a blank here. The two brothers that.
I know it. I'm gonna get it in a second.
Don Amici plays him. I just can't remember the name of the names of the brothers. But anyway. Look,
I'm going to get this. I'll get this for you.
Look, well, I'm going to get to a point where I'm
Randolph and Mortimer.
Yes. There we go. There we go. Shout out to the great film.
Randolph.
Mortimer. Back. We're back in business. Well, look, dude, I have a theory. I'm going to ride the quarterbacks heavy, but I'm going to talk more about that in a second. Before I get there, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience NFL player prop episode is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $10 to win $200. Promotion is going on at WinBet, where a $10 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. Plus, the WinBet Casino is offering 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. And of course, don't forget to get involved in their same game parlays with the WinZone Build Your Own Bet feature. All users can receive a $20 bet or $20 free bet when they win, lose, or push a 3+ leg build your own bet parlay between Thursday and Saturday. Players can take advantage of the offer on the NBA playoffs. It's really fantastic. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WinBet app or go visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions apply at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where you play through. WinBet is available. If you or someone has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Also want to tell you, we're brought to you by yes, us, our draft contest. We're giving away $500 in our NFL draft props contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft or click the contest tab in the SGPN app. Winner take all. And we're also brought to you by Coors Light. Yes, it's a hectic time of year between weddings, graduations, the USFL, the NFL draft, and we're busier than ever now. And sometimes we forget to take a second for ourselves. So this season, take a second to enjoy an ice cold Coors Light, because you deserve a beer that's made to chill. Do you ever feel like you're always on work, family, friends, a million pressing social issues, and really just an expectation to be on 24/7? Sometimes, Patty C, you need a moment to turn it off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. When I get Coors delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. And remember to always celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Yeah, I mean, I do that all the time. I'm telling you, I got some Coors Light in the fridge right now.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
Oh yeah.
Gotta drink, have a moment to chill.
The mountain freshness.
Take in that mountain freshness. I mean, jeez, I can't even talk, Patty C, but I could talk one thing. And let me tell you about this theory of mine.
Yeah,
I got a list of my favorite props here. I'm just gonna hammer one position at it covers like half of my list.
All righty, let's rock. Let's hit this. What position is the money bag for you?
Don't overthink this. I think folks do not overthink this. The quarterback position. Start there. I think Malik Willis under 12 and a half picks plus 110. Cash it, right?
Yep.
Go a little bit further down. Say, okay, Matt Corral under 33 and a half picks plus 110. Cash it. I think he's going to end up in the first round, right? Desmond Ridder. Now this is one I'm a skeptic of, but it seems like everyone I see has him going up to get drafted, you know, higher than 30 and a half. I'm more reluctant, but at the same time, it is a quarterback world right now. Unfortunately, you know, our stance on that plus 100 for under 30 and a half, Patty C. On Desmond Ridder. On Desmond Ridder. So will he be drafted before, you know, the second to last pick of the draft, essentially, right?
Of the first round.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you hit it. I think Sam Howell under 45 and a half. I think you hit it. The only one that I'm really shaky on is the Ridder one. I think the other ones are going to cash. I think Howell is going to cash under 45 and a half. I think you play the Ridder one and maybe you, round robin that thing. But, I think Corral is going to go, I think like 20, you know, late 20s, maybe 31, 32. You're still okay there.
Yep.
I think the, you know, obviously, you know, I'm high on the Willis play. I think you got to take Willis there. At +110 under the 12.5. I mean, that's a fucking lock. So I think your play is to ride the quarterback position for the market overvalue. You know what I mean? We see it all the time.
I mean, we had 5 first round quarterbacks last year and a second rounder. Year before that, 4 first rounders and a second rounder, 3 and a second rounder the year before that, 5 and a second or in a third rounder the year before that. Quarterbacks get taken. They get snagged up 3 in a second round of the year before that.
You know why that is because they give the franchise hope.
Yeah.
In today's era, like you can't even blame a general manager for going out. I mean, I can, but I'm saying like the fan base of the team gets excited, even if he's terrible. Like even if he takes him like a round too early, I think you can get a pass by that.
Quarterbacks that have gone in the first round that haven't proven shit in the last, let's say 5 or 6 or 7 years. Last year's draft was pretty decent, actually. Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, and Jones all played.
Will Lawrence be a starter in 5 years, Patty C?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He may not be a star, but I mean, really, he's kind of the same player as homie
don't
from
say Ritter.
Justin Herbert.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were going to say Ritter again. I was like, you're comparing everyone to Ritter.
No. He reminds me of Herbert. He should have played better. I'm not going to put that all on Urban Meyer, although he's definitely a big part of it. I think that franchise was screwed no matter what. Plus they just suck. So give him a little time. But he'll be fine. But like Trey Lance. Okay. Tua hasn't panned out yet. Jordan Love was a first round pick. Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace. Sam Darnold, I guess Josh Allen definitely panned out, but Josh Rosen, Trubisky, Deshaun Kizer went in the second round. Deshaun Watson. I mean,
yeah, there's a lot. I feel like there's more misses than hits, but to my point, they overvalue them. That's why I think you ride that angle of mine. And you know, another one, now that I think about it, that I'm here on this page, I like Kyle Hamilton under 12.5.
Well, I am reading that he had a slow 4.7 combine, and so that could scare teams away, but he is a playmaker all over the field. I hope he slips to my Steelers. We need another demon in the secondary roaming around, making plays, making hits, but you might be right. I mean, in terms of like where he was regarded during the actual season last year, it was top 10 value.
Trust the film. Trust the film. Jerry Rice had a slow 40 time. How'd that work out for him?
Oopsie.
Hit me with, you got any other plays? What? Give me some of your other favorite plays.
You know, I don't know if this is amazing value. It's probably not, but Breece Hall, top 32 +150. He's the best running back in the draft. I mean, just banking on a running back going somewhere in the first round. Again, I don't know if that's in the modern NFL, whether that's a thing or not. I feel like it. I don't know. Is it making a comeback at all? Probably not.
Not unless the 49ers, I think, are the one team that runs the football, right?
Yeah.
There's a few teams. Yeah.
The only thing about Breece Hall is like a prototypical NFL running back. He actually reminds me of the guy, Montgomery, who played on
David Iowa Montgomery. Yeah. He's on the Bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think that makes sense to me too. I'm looking at the running back props now. So yeah, Breece Hall -275. You know, Kenneth Walker, who had a great year for Michigan State this past year, +225.
This is to go first running back off the board.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't shock me if Walker went before Hall, but I do think Hall is better. Like if you're telling me who would I?
He's much quicker.
Yeah. Any chance though that like Isaiah Spiller could. +1500. There's no way, right?
He's a little flea. He's a water bug for the NFL.
I think you're probably right. The Breece Hall play makes sense.
He could do it. He's not going to like pound between the tackles, but you know, he reminds me of who's that dude who played for Georgia that's went to the Patriots.
Back in the 90s.
No. Recently they should have run him in the national championship game more.
Oh, it's Chubb.
Feel like he's got a
no. Was
like
that
a
not Chubb?
Girl's name
Nick Chubb, right?
Not Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is
On the
Sony Michelle.
Sony Michelle. Yes. Jesus. It's April, man.
Sony. He's got. I think that's good value if you get a Sony Michelle type in the first round.
I almost said Robert Edwards. That's how fucking crazy I am over here. No, you're right. I could see that too. I really could. Let me ask you about wide receivers. Garrett Wilson +120. Jameson Williams, you know, he had that bad injury, +175. Drake London, who I keep hearing, you know, at +200, maybe you just sprinkle some on Drake London because I know people are high on him. He was in the air raid offense with USC. Chris Olave +1800, Treylon Burks +2000, and Treylon Burks hunting wild boar. I read a great article about him. this guy doesn't believe in using a gun when hunting. He uses a Rambo knife.
Just run up and slip
and jumps on a fucking boar, and that's the way him and his dogs
have, like, horns that can.
I guess his dogs trap them because he has a couple dogs. I feel like from this article I was reading, and then he will just jump on there. I heard Sam Pulled Pork Pittman, Arkansas's coach, talking about him too.
All right, this guy's a winner in my book.
Yes, value GM, on him.
That's my guy.
I agree. I read this and I was like, I please don't go to the Cowboys, because you know Jerry Jones's affiliation with Arkansas University and the fact that they need a wide receiver.
Make them good again.
Be
a dog.
Who do you think the top? What about Drake London +200? Seems like it's going to be Garrett Wilson, but I mean that's the odds-on favorite. So,
I mean, maybe Jackson Smith and Jigba did more to hurt Garrett Wilson's draft stock than anyone else by showing out in the Rose Bowl that hard and proving that Ohio State offense is basically a machine, regardless who's a wide receiver. But he did seem like he was the most talented. Olave obviously had more, was older, and so was better regarded prior to this season, I think. But Wilson seemed like the more talented player this year. So I'm with you. I think he's probably number one.
Yeah. And I think if you're going to take a shot, you take London at +200.
I think there's good value in that.
We're going to get to a couple more here, but I want to,
I got one that I think, having seen him play, if there's a single smart, GM out there, he'll go get him. And especially cause I didn't know, he was 6'4" when I was watching him. That's Christian Watson from North Dakota State. Holy crap. That dude was tearing JMU up. So I got a very good feel for what he was capable of. And JMU is not a terrible, terrible defense, you know? And so, I mean, he just looks the part too. He's super fast.
How the fuck are they still FCS when they put out like first rounders every year?
Yeah, it makes no sense, but I guess if you're winning a championship, I guess they'll take it.
No, but I think that is an interesting play. I mean, I guess people may be scared of the FCS route, but I just mentioned Jerry Rice a second ago. I mean, and that's right. Not even, I mean, Terrell Owens, I mean, Randy Moss.
Watson projected to the Packers. That I would love that. To stay in the green and yellow, stay up north, and just be a legend in that part of the world.
You know, the Packers, you know, obviously needed a wide out. They paid Aaron Rodgers. They sent, Adams packing to Vegas. The wide receiver position going to be very interesting to watch. Before we touch base on a few other these and then get out of here, obviously all week we're going to be doing the NFL draft stuff. So stick around to the College Football Experience, subscribe, tell a friend. Also, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast and enter that contest. But before we get there, I also want to tell you that we're brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. You're probably wondering, Colby, the hell is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start the day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All those things. Perhaps Kyle Hamilton should have had some. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. We're also brought to you by IP Vantage. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well just giving that away to all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vantage VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. So go to ipvantage.com/SGP and use the promotional code SGP to claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And we're also brought to you by StableDuel. Yes. I mean, this thing is pretty awesome here. Got the Kentucky Derby coming up, Patty C. So, I know we're excited for that, but, StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. All right. Before we get out of here, Patty C, is there any, let's hop in the tight end props. This is what's so great is there's literally anything you want. You know, maybe you feel good about one player, you know, again, Isaiah Likely. Maybe you think, man, I've watched him on that teal turf. This guy's an animal. Maybe it's Jelani Woods. Patty C, I warned you about Jelani Woods.
He showed out when he got to UVA.
I warned you. I saw him live in Stillwater. And I was like, that dude's a beast.
Jeremy Ruckert from Ohio State is a prototype.
Yeah, I lie. I mean, Trey McBride. 250. At plus 450, he went to Colorado State. That's one of the things I'll always credit Steve Addazio with. He, you know, not the greatest coach, but normally with offensive linemen and tight ends, he turns them out, man. Go back to the Aaron Hernandez days. but Trey McBride at plus 450, maybe you get crazy. All it takes is one team to like these. Yeah. Yeah, and that's as second tight end selected, by the way. As first tight end selected, you want crazy odds. You can get some crazy odds on, like, if you believe Jelani Woods could end up the first tight end selected, plus 800. That guy was a fucking beast. But, yeah. I mean,
yeah, it really, if some team's looking for real upside and they want, like, I mean, who are the, Antonio Gonzalez and, who's the other basketball player that for the Chargers? Antonio Gates.
Yeah, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez. But did you say Anthony Gonzalez? Did you say Anthony Gonzalez?
Some or other. Any basketball Hall of Famer? Get out there. Jelani Woods though has that same upside. Maybe
he's like Jelani McCoy. give me a couple other. I don't know. Before we get out of here, what is your, like, you're telling your clients, what's the top play they can do? It's got to be the Malik Willis play, right?
Which one? Top five plus 1,000?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're basically, what do you call it when you make 10 times? You're 10 times. There's got to be, like, you're not quintupling, you're double quintupling. I don't know what the word is. Tentupling your money.
They have things also on here. This is what's so great. The Jets' first drafted player. You can find defensive back at plus 250. I'm sorry, I know that's off topic, but I was just like scrolling on here. Plus 250.
Jets first player,
yeah.
Defensive back. I got the Jets history of the Jets draft. I had it pulled up. It seems like they've gone offense like three of the last 4 years, but prior to that, it had been defense in the first round and for really like 20 like in the years. Top 10 for like 15 or 20 years straight.
So. And yeah, I mean, I guess nothing works when you're them, but hey, I mean, I can tell you that I think you put, that's another play to add to my locks here. Jets plus 250 on a defensive back. I like it.
What about first two exact order? Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker 1-2 is plus 300. I feel like that's good value.
That is good value. I think that's really good value. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There is a lot of fun. You can go team by team. Patty C is a Steeler fan. Let me see. I mean, you could find some props on what they do. I mean, do you think they could take a shot on a quarterback? We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, apparently they really like Malik Willis. And so
the problem is will he drop to them?
Well, and they're usually reluctant to move up, but I feel like it's a new day in the Steelers organization. So if they really do like him, especially with Trubisky in the fold, you give him a little time to get comfortable and, you know, let him get some experience. I could see it.
There you go. Well, folks, all week we're going to be talking NFL draft. Maybe some of these props caught your eye. Tomorrow, me and Terrell Furman Jr. are going to do a mock draft, a 32 round mock. The Wednesday, Patty C and NC Nick are going to be breaking down the NFL draft with me. We got you covered all week, and obviously the Sports Gambling Podcast does as well. And go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com to see all of our mock drafts. So do that. Get that SGPN app. Enter that contest. Win $500. Don't be a fool. It's free. What are you doing? I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Subscribe to all of those. And let's make some cash. Also get the Slack app for Sports Gambling Podcast. We're talking NFL draft in there nonstop. So do all that and let's have some fun. This is the College Football Experience NFL player prop draft episode. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. You come from a land down under.